Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink, and it's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. We're just a couple of days away from the regular season opener on Monday Night Football. Does it get any more exciting than this?
I literally cannot be more exciting.
It's a fun time of the year, Ryan. Let's jump right into the questions. The first one is from Dakota Hood, and the question is, there's a lot of hype around the Ravens this year. Almost made it to the Super Bowl last year, so how will they live up to that hype?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they've done it for the past 3 years, really. Outside of 2008, once they reached the AFC Championship game, there was a lot of expectations on this team. And they've lived up to it every single year. I think that this team has a very workmanlike approach and outlook, and that it comes from head coach John Harbaugh. Every single day, you have to focus on getting better that day. And I know it might sound cheesy at times or whatever. You know, fans hear it a lot. I'm sure the players hear it a lot. But it works, and it's true. And so I think that mentality has really steered this team into being consistently a Super Bowl contender, and that they do live up to that.
Yeah, they are avoiding the mentality of, oh, we just got to get to the playoffs. Just wake me up when they get to the playoffs. That is not the thought process around here. I thought Coach Harbaugh had a great comment earlier in training camp when people said, well, how do you get over the hump? He said, well, to get over the hump, you have to get to the hump, and that is really the approach these guys are taking. In addition to him, they've got a lot of leaders on this ball club. Guys like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed know that you just can't wake me up in the playoffs and we'll just go ahead and turn it on at that point.
Right. And even leaders on the offense
yep.
now, too.
Oh, absolutely. Joe Flacco and Ray Rice and those guys are letting him know. It starts right now. You don't just have to wait until the end of the season to turn it on.
Right.
So I think they are ready for the expectations. Right. Next question comes from Sierra. She asks, what do you think will be the Ravens' biggest challenge this year?
I think their biggest challenge comes on defense. I really do. I mean, they're going to face a lot of Pro Bowl quarterbacks, and that will provide a big challenge to that secondary, which this year might have to cover for a little bit longer with the loss of Terrell Suggs. I mean, really, it boils down to the loss of Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
That's a huge challenge. We've talked about it a lot, but it almost can't be said enough. I mean, reigning defensive player of the year, he does so much for the Ravens. You know, it's stopping the run, setting the edge, getting after the passer. If you have problems stopping the run, you've got issues. That's what the Ravens have done.
Especially in this division.
Right. In this division, you got problems. That's what they pride themselves on for so long. So, if that loss hurts them in that game, it's going to hurt. If you can't get after the passer, then your secondary is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So, that loss hurts, and I think that's their biggest challenge, is keeping up that pride, that tradition on defense.
Yeah, I think for me the biggest challenge is the schedule. I mean, the schedule makers didn't give the Ravens any favors this year. They got three primetime games in the first month of the season. They got to play New England. They got to play Philadelphia. They got to play Cincinnati.
Right.
These are tough games. And then as you get later on in the season, they go Pittsburgh at San Diego, Pittsburgh. I mean, that is a tough three-week stretch. They've got the Cowboys. They've got the Giants. This is not an easy schedule. Like you mentioned, a lot of Pro Bowl quarterbacks on the schedule. So I think that is the biggest challenge, is living up to dealing with those teams each and every week. There's no breaks. There's no gimmies. There's no easy games. And they say that's the case all the time. But this year, I think that's especially true.
Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from James. And he wants to know, like you talked about, that pass rush. Can the defense stop the pass? Seems like the defense is getting torn up in the preseason by good passing quarterbacks.
Well, I think they definitely can. I think that they have the talent. I mean, we came into this year saying the Ravens have perhaps the best secondary in the NFL. And I don't think that's changed. It's not like their talent level is, diminished. So they certainly have the ability. Where it's going to hinge on is whether they can get that pass rush. And I think it hinges on guys like Pernell McPhee and Paul Kruger and Haloti Ngata, Albert McClellan, Courtney Upshaw. Those guys need to keep the pressure on quarterbacks or they're going to have a field day.
Yeah.
If they can sit back there. Any quarterback in the NFL, right, they can pick you apart. They're talented enough to do that. So I think a lot rides on the Ravens' pass rush.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does come down to the pass rush, but I will say this. I don't put too much stock into the preseason in terms of how the secondary looks.
Right.
Because there's a lot of things that you don't necessarily consider. You're playing base coverage. You're basically just saying, this is your guy, line up against him. There's not a lot of zone. There's not a lot of, special blitz packages because you don't want to show too much. You want to see what you have in your guys, and then just go out there and let them play. I think that the secondary is still good. You got Kerry Williams. You got Jimmy Smith, who are both strong cornerbacks, big, fast, strong.
And Ladarius Webb.
Well, I know, but I'm saying those guys who got beat at times during the preseason,
right.
they can do more than they showed in the preseason.
Right.
So I'm not incredibly worried about that yet. If they come out on Monday night and get torn up by Andy Dalton and A.J. Green, then maybe you sound the alarm a little bit. But right now, I still feel good about that secondary heading into the season.
Definitely.
All right, so that's all the time for the questions that we have this week, but a lot to look forward to on Monday Night Football. So keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.